Wait till 11:30.
I'm going to have Olivia print the agenda, so.
And then you just go ahead and take care of your meeting, and I'll be around.
It's like we got Jerry on now too, so. Sorry. Second
Now,
meeting today, Jerry. Second board meeting.
morning, everyone. It's 11:30. Before we begin this public meeting, we'd like to make a few reminders and recognize the following board members in attendance. We have our chair, President Stuart Adams. We have our vice chair, Jerry Stevenson, Senator Jerry Stevenson. We have Jeff Moss, I believe. No, we've not yet. Mayor Mark Shepherd. We have Gary Harder. And board members, we ask that you indicate your name before commenting or making a motion for the public record. With those reminders, I'll turn the floor over to President Adams to conduct today's meeting.
Thank you. Welcome, everyone. It looks like we do have a quorum here. So I'm going to go ahead. Again, welcome everyone to this MIDA meeting. The first item on the agenda are some minutes. So I'll take action on the minutes if somebody wants to make that motion.
Mr. Chair, Gary Harder, I recommend approval of the minutes.
Mark
Thank
Shepherd,
you.
I'll second.
We have a motion to approve the minutes of November 17, 2025. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Rule that motion passes unanimously. So let's go on to number two on the agenda, consideration of resolution 2025-23, adopting the First Amendment to the Interlocal Cooperation Agreement with Tooele City, the National Guard project there. So Ariana, you're going to take that. So go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much. And just, I would like to take just a second to thank the whole board for being present for this meeting. I know that we are very pressed for time, so I'm going to blast through. This amendment discusses the agreement that Tooele City and MIDA will potentially have after our city council meeting that we will hold tomorrow. So this agreement. And I will go into the amendment of the project area plan with the next agenda item. This amendment basically amends the original interlocal agreement that we held with Tooele City to include two additional parcels with all of the same provisions in place, including our land use authority. So with that, I'll allow you all to consider, and then I'll talk about the deal with Tooele City in the next agenda item.
Okay, so you're looking for a motion then, Ariana, or action on it or discussion?
Correct. It's just adopting the addition of the two additional parcels to the interlocal agreement from with Tooele City.
Discussion or a motion?
It's Mark Shepherd. I'll make that motion that we approve.
Great, Mayor. Thank you. Senator Stevenson, I know, wants to make the
Oh,
second.
I would second that.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion on this? I'm not seeing any. I'm going to go ahead and place it. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? That motion passes. We've adopted those two extra parcels. That's great. So now go ahead and talk about number three, I think, on the agenda, the project area plan. Go ahead, Ariana.
Sure. I'm going to go ahead and just share this quickly to give you a little bit of an idea of what we are looking at here. Our project area plan is basically put into place so that we can establish the base year for the property tax allocation. We are actually not going to draw on that property tax allocation until we've detailed some of the finer points of the deal, which will come out next year. We're still working with the city, but here's the very basic concept of operations and how we plan to go. These two additional parcels will be incorporated into the Tooele City. In from Tooele City to pending approval tomorrow, Tooele City will consider incorporating these two in their city council meeting where they welcome MIDA into the project area. This parcel is in Tooele City proper, and this parcel, as you can observe, is adjacent to our project area parcel, which is already incorporated into the project area, in the National Guard project area plan. This parcel here is the National Guard's piece. This parcel here is Tooele City's piece. If you'll recall, in 2024, we incorporated Tooele City into the National Guard project area because they were very supportive of the project area overall and wanted to be incorporated into it. This parcel that is adjacent is owned by a private developer. Yes, please, sir.
I'm going to ask you, when you said that was in Tooele City proper, is the other
Correct, sir.
parcel in the county, or is the National Guard piece independent of the city and county?
That's a great
No, that's
question.
a
I guess it'd be
great
in the county,
question.
but
It's
pardon?
actually in the city. So this parcel here is jurisdictionally in Tooele City proper. Correct.
What
And
about
this
the
is.
privately owned parcel? Is it also in annexed into the city, or is it in the county?
It's in the city, correct.
Okay.
And so this parcel is city property.
That's owned by
And
the city.
this piece that is next to it
Right.
is a private development. And this will help us to increase our footprint, and it will help us to be able to just c develop the property and make it more viable. There's a critical piece here that I think is very interesting to our board, and that is that this whole piece here that is adjacent to the Army Depot is actually not developable as is without critical water infrastructure. That is what we're hoping to help finance with the first piece here. So as we go into our phased approach, we'll capture property tax from this first piece, and that property tax will help us finance critical water infrastructure that will help support this development and will help support Tooele City. Where they currently need it.
My question was, the way I understood that we had a parcel that was partly in the county and the city, and that usually complicates development considerably. And so if we don't have that, I'm great with what we're doing. Works well.
It's absolutely 100% in the city, and there is no problem with that, sir, at all. We've got this private piece. This piece is completely in the city. Our piece is completely in the city, and this is a piece that is owned by the Tooele City.
And to bring it into our project area, we need the city, the governing body jurisdiction's approval. They'll do that tomorrow night, supposedly.
Correct, sir. Yep. I will be going to the city council meeting, and they will be considering a resolution to welcome MIDA in to the
So
project area at that time.
this motion is contingent on that happening, obviously.
Sir.
This action. Okay, thank you. More questions by the board? Anything more, Ariana, in your presentation?
No, I'm happy to offer it to the board for consideration.
Thank you. Looks like the chair wants to make a motion. Senator Stevenson, why?
What's the number on that, on the motion again?
It's
It's hard to see on this end.
2025-24
I
resolution.
would move that we have that MIDA board adopt resolution 2524.
Thank you.
Mike Ostermiller, I second.
Okay. I don't see further discussion, so I'm going to place it. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Rule that motion passes. And if we're down to number four on the agenda, resolution 2025-25, that's a good number. And again, the project area plan part one. We just did part three, so let's go to part one.
Yes, just for a bit of clarification, sir, this is a brand new project area plan that we are creating for Tooele Army Depot. They're right next to each other, so hopefully it's not too confusing. But the National Guard project area piece is adjacent to Tooele Army Depot, and we have made the decision as an organization to go ahead and put Tooele Army Depot in a project area since we're already doing project areas this time around, and it's prior to the new year. And we have, had some great communications with Tooele Army Depot about what some of their modernization needs are. We're currently working with them to try to get an enhanced use lease mechanism into place so that we can start using our tools to help them with some of those modernization efforts. So this is for the Army Depot that is adjacent to the National Guard project area in Tooele. It's a completely separate and independent project area, and we just want to go ahead and create that project area so that we have it established.
And that's actually on the base there.
Correct,
So,
sir.
do you have any map of that? You may or may not, but if you do, yeah, that That'd be nice to see.
Is this the end? Is this the entire Twill Army Depot, or just a big?
That's correct. Yes, sir. We have decided to put all of the federal acreage into a MIDA project area.
That could keep us busy for a year or two.
Hopefully we'll be able to do some good work there, sir. We have been working diligently to massage the EUL mechanism so that the Army can get the same benefits as the Air Force here in the state of Utah, and that's our goal.
There's so much demand right now for everything. Drones, everything else. There's just opportunities for all types of businesses out here. So anyway, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Do we have more presentation, Ariana?
Nope,
Monica?
that is conclusion. I'm trying to be as quick as I possibly can, but I'm absolutely able to answer any questions that any of you might have about any of these project areas.
You're being thorough too. So let's go to the board for questions, see if there are any or action for the board now.
We really ought to drag this on, or President Adams will beat my record for running meetings.
No. What do you mean? I made the motions to keep your record intact. So when he was mayor. But anyway, let's go ahead the
That's a
motion.
30-year record we're working on here.
All right. Well, I'm going to go to you, Senator Stevenson. If we're going to break a record, you got to do it. Okay.
Well, I would move that that the board adopt resolution. What's that?
2025-25.
Yeah, 2525, annexing or putting the Twilla Army Depot and the adjacent property into our project area.
Mr.
Yes,
Chair,
Mayor
this is
Shepherd.
Gary. I second that.
We have a motion and a second. And again, I think I've noted on the agenda, these will be advertised in newspapers and go through the proper process. So we're subject to all that. Okay, I'll take a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? The rule passes. So do we have an executive director update? Any other board comments?
The only
If you
thing
want
I
to.
wanted to comment on is we're planning that we knew because of schedules this meeting needed to be quick, but we need to do it before the end of the year, as Ariana indicated, because of the project area timeline. But we're going to have a meeting on January 13th. That will be more of a full meeting with normal presentations from all of our project areas and such. So if that time still works for all of you, the plan is January 13th for a board meeting, the last board meeting before we go into, legislative session.
Yeah, those are tough times, but we'll block out as much time as we can, okay? I see Director Moss on. Any comments, Director? Are you okay?
Everything's good. Thank you.
Good to have you with us, okay? Anything else, Paul? If not, I'm going to take
That's it.
a motion to adjourn.
So I'm moved.
Mayor Shepherd moves to adjourn. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I'm going to call that unanimous. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
So
you.
much for your
Appreciate
time.
it. Thank you again.
Thank you. Bye.
Busy time of year.
Thank you.
Thank
It's
you.
11:42 and we're adjourned.
You made the 11:45.